It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Well, we've been talking, obviously, March Madness going on. We got the Final Four on Saturday in the Superdome. Well, on this Saturday, we got Monster Jam coming to town, and happy to welcome into the radio huddle Colt Stevens, two-time Monster Jam world champion. Thanks so much for stopping by, Colt. How you been doing?
I'm awesome. How are you guys doing?
Doing great. This is an event definitely look forward to every year. Me and my kiddo have been going probably 10-plus years now. He still loves it. Now just turned 15. Can't wait to get back in the Dome. And I just found out today that you were actually the driver of Doomsday. And it was like this mysterious, who is that guy? And we never really found out who the driver was. But found out today that you were driving that, Chuck. Really cool concept. Loved the siren when you came out. And we got to see you get a big win here in New Orleans.
Yeah, that definitely was awesome. You know, I was driving that truck. Nobody really knew who I was.
Right.
And that was my very first career win right there. So that was really cool. So New Orleans will always be special to me for that. It was kind of cool. You know, I ended up winning, and it was funny. The announcers or nobody really even knew what to do after that win in order to announce it. I just kind of pulled around to the back, didn't get to share with nobody. That was a really cool truck. So I'm excited to be back. I haven't been back to New Orleans since then. I'm ready to go. I'm coming off a freestyle win in Birmingham last week. So I got a lot of momentum. Bringing Thunder Roars for the first time. I can't wait.
Yeah, hopefully you can carry that momentum, like you said, here and relive the winning experience of being in the Superdome. I know you come from a family that was involved in this sport. Your dad, Scott Stevens, drove King Crunch. So what was it like growing around this biz and now being involved in it?
Man, it's so cool. You know, it's still in my day-to-day life. We talk about monster trucks almost every day. And at our normal shop, we're always working on trucks. But it's super cool to follow in his footsteps. You know, Monster Jam has come a long way since back then. You know, it used to be leaf springs and 16 shocks on every corner, and it barely could crush some cars. And now we're flying, you know, 20, 30, 40 feet in the air across the stadium. It's been really cool to see how the sport has progressed. And, I mean, it's unbelievable what we're able to do in these 12,000-pound monster trucks. That's for sure.
Definitely. And I feel like, you know, doing backflips in the monster trucks is just it's taken for granted now because it's so common. But it's truly amazing what you guys are able to do with these machines. I'm curious, you mentioned too with those huge jumps, just the impacts on the landing. How much does your body take a beating in that vehicle?
You know, we have the best of safety equipment. A lot of people don't know that we run a seat that is actually a full containment seat. It is built specifically for our body. And we even have a pour that goes in there, so it really hugs me nice and tight. Keeps me really snug inside that truck, as well as a Hans device, which is something that hooks to my helmet, locks against my seat belts, and pulls me back in really tight. So really, the only thing that I can move is my arms and my legs and my eyes when I'm out there driving the truck. So we're really safe, but I'll tell you what, coming from big air like that, you still feel it. I mean, it's 12,000 pounds flying through the air. We have 26 inches of travel in the front of the truck and 30 inches in the back. So we have really good suspension that helps us out. And then those 66-inch tall tires, they actually crush just a little bit when we land. It's crazy to see what those BKTs can take. But you know what? We definitely feel it. Those backflips, like you said, you know, there's a lot of skill involved with those. It's not just hit it. You actually can control the trucks with those BKTs. And, like, I hit the brakes, I can slow it down, hit the gas, I can speed up the rotation and stuff like that. So it's crazy what these trucks are capable of. If you haven't been to an event lately, you need to come check it out, because I'm going to tell you, we're driving around the front two tires. We're doing moonwalks. We're doing bicycles. Everything you can think of, we're doing in these crazy Monster Jam trucks.
If someone out there is interested in getting involved, becoming a monster truck driver, do you have to come up through, you know, different kind of racing ranks? I know there's been motocross guys or from other, you know, racing experience to get into Monster Jam, or how does one go about going into, I guess, Monster Jam school?
You know, it's super cool. I mean, you're right. A lot of times, I mean, me myself came from a motocross background. That's where I started, besides, you know, being second generation with my dad. But I raced and did everything I could, did any sport, really. But motocross was my background. But what's really cool is in the last few years, Monster Jam is integrated with UNOH. And UNOH has the opportunity. You can go check them out. You can actually go to school there. It's a fast-track program to come work on the trucks, get to know the trucks, and actually get an opportunity to possibly get to drive them. I mean, we do have the University, UNOH University, that's at Tom Mintz's place, and that's where a lot of training goes on. So if you want to get into the industry, I would definitely check out UNOH. It's a great place to get your foot in the door and get an opportunity to work on these trucks.
When you go to these different venues, I know the, you know, being in a racetrack, you're basically going around in a circle. Things don't change that much there. Different dimensions, though, obviously, in different stadiums, arenas. But there's definitely different layouts when it comes to freestyle. Do you go into a certain run with a plan, or things kind of improvise for you when you just get to the track?
You know, I'm glad you said that, because it is a big difference, actually. I mean, the tracks are kind of the same, but the dirt changes so much and the floor size changes. And that's one thing I am excited for, being in the Caesar, in the Superdome. But you're right. For freestyle, it's hard to plan an entire freestyle. I mean, it's 2 minutes, which doesn't seem like that long when you say it. But inside of a truck, going as crazy as you can for 2 minutes is pretty wild. So I usually plan about my first two or three hits to kind of get 60 seconds on the board to 30 seconds. That way I can get a good score, because it is fan judged. But if I don't fill my time to certain limits, then I either get a deduction or could possibly not get a score at all. So I try and plan the first few hits, but then after that, it's whatever's in front of me. I'm going to hit it wide open, crazy. You know, and I'm looking for that wow factor. I got one last week. It got me the win. If I can get those, then hopefully I can come away with a win in New Orleans as well.
Yeah, Cole, you talk about wow factor. I'm looking at your truck, Thunder Roarus. I got to imagine a lot of the youth, the young guys, got to love that. I know my kiddo is 15, still loves dinosaurs.
That's right. That's exactly what we want. And it's when we designed the truck, we were trying to, you know, kids and everybody seemed to love dinosaurs and they love monster trucks. So why not make a 12,000-pound steel dinosaur? The jaw actually opens. If you get the opportunity, come to the pit party. That's where you can come meet all the drivers, see the track, see the trucks up close. See how big they are. I mean, we're on 66-inch tall tires, and you really doesn't do it justice until you see it in person. You can come see that. You can also walk the track. You can see the jumps that we're going to hit. The step up in the center is absolutely humongous, and if you see that in person, it is just awe-inspiring, and you really realize what we're doing out there on the track.
Definitely got my tickets. I cannot wait for Saturday night. What do folks need to know, I guess, for the getting to the Caesar Superdome on Saturday? You mentioned the party in the pits, but what time does the event actually start in the dome?
Yeah, so the event itself starts at 7 o'clock. Pit party starts at 2, but I tell you what, if you definitely want to come to the pit party, go to monsterjam.com. They got it all laid out for you. Go to New Orleans and you can see the event. You can get your tickets there. Go to Ticketmaster and then come hang out. I mean, we got the pit party. There's plenty of activations there. Keep the kiddos busy. Keep grandma busy. All of it. We're ready to have some fun. Pit party is a good time. And then the show, the wild craziness, it kicks off at 7.
Colt Stevens, awesome stuff. You and Thundersaurus, look forward to seeing you in the Superdome on Saturday. Thanks so much for the time.
Let's go, guys. I can't wait to see you there. I'm ready to have some fun.
Colt Stevens, two-time Monster Jam World Champion.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.